Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffer? Hey. And I hope they don't see my feet. I ain't got no money. Don't sue me, Ruth. I just don't.
She said, yeah, you better come out with it. Your hands up, you got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. She said, Blake, we was in the outfit. I said, wait, here I come. You boys be ready.
Having technical difficulties already. What's going on, people? We're back, man, and I'm messing up. Welcome. I'm hoping to get things together, get this stuff all organized and straightened up. Welcome. Welcome to the Offer Up a Show for the people, by the people that embodies the people. Where are we at? This is July 1st. Man, we have reached July already. Hope you're doing good. Welcome to the Offer Up. Took off last week. Sorry about that, folks. Tried to get it done while I was out in Kentucky, but just didn't happen. Too much bourbon, too much whiskey, but we're back. We're live. I tried to get my man Blur to do a show, and I'm not going to lie. I told him to do a show about 30 minutes before the show started, because I'd be interested in the All Blur show. I think it would be funny. I think it would be entertaining, but that was my fault. I'm letting him know late. But tonight we're back to our regular scheduled program. Show for the people, by the people that embodies people. Show me and my folks get together, rap about the day's mathematics. He was popping out in these streets. See what's happening. It's been a couple weeks, so it's a lot to talk about, a lot of stuff to get to. So, you know, we'll start like that. July 1st, 2021. It's hot. Hope wherever you're at, you cool. And then, let's get right to it. Oh, if you want to call in, 319-5276. Oh, no, that ain't the number. My bad. Give me the wrong number. You won't call that 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on the show socials, all that good stuff. Again, I never respond, but I do look at the comments. I do look at the feedback. I appreciate everyone's everyone's opinions, good and bad ones. I don't think too deep about them. I try to take everybody's opinions and incorporate them. We'll have a new segment because of it. I got a suggestion. I thought it was pretty good. And we'll have that part of the program. But we'll get to all that later. I got my man Hove on the line. Hove, welcome to the Off-Ramp. I know you can go and be in and out because you got practice tonight. Welcome. How you holding up, my brother?
What's good, B? I'm good, man. Living. Watching these kids in the pool right now. What's cracking?
I thought y'all had practice tonight. I thought you couldn't hop on the show because you had practice.
Nah, I said this is the last one until probably Thanksgiving. We don't have it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, good, man. Glad you're enjoying the pool, man. I know it's about 150 degrees out there. Is it really that – does it feel that bad, or y'all still lying to people and say because there's no humidity, it's not that hot?
Nah, it's about 108 today, but I mean, it's hot, B. Like, I ain't never told you it's not that hot. It's hot. But they in the,
I mean,
pool,
the one,
I'm watching from the window.
You're watching from the window, you're not going out there? Is it hot in the pool, too?
I mean, the pool probably about 80 degrees, yo.
Oh, that ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. Well, glad to have you on, as always. I got my man 8-Point on tonight. My man 8-Point, how you holding up, my brother?
Good, man. It's July 1st, man. We just began Jaugust.
Not yet. It's still the NBA on. I know you're not a huge NBA fan at all, but it's a big game on tonight.
I know. It just, you got to start it somewhere. It is officially Jaugust.
Welcome to Jaugust, a season of all seasons. What should we do to celebrate the depression of Jaugust? What is our, like, Festivus has the airing of grievances. What do we do on the first day of Jaugust?
Stay inside in the air conditioning. Just wait for football season to start.
Glad to have you on, as always. Glad to have you on. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother.
Thanks for having me on, man. So, best and highly favored. Thanks for letting me join the show tonight.
You sound bad, yo. What you muffled up, man? You're not allowed to be on the, you're not allowed to be on the phone? You kidnapped?
Oh, no. I got this this replacement headset because my son wanted to borrow mine, so, you know, he'd be gaming. So I got this little whack thing that he had.
Oh, okay. You sound better now. I put some lemon juice in my drink, and I think the lemon juice is about 2 years old. Is it dangerous for me to drink it?
That's not bad.
Nah,
that's good.
Old lemon juice?
Lemon juice don't go bad, man. It's from the earth. You be all right.
Yeah.
Acidity will take out anything.
We have to have a discussion of what don't go bad and the falsehoods that we believe of what our grandparents told us because they didn't have the internet and was uneducated, even though they survived. Oh, my grandparents weren't that educated.
They just knew. They didn't need the internet. They knew.
I'm not talking about our parents. I'm talking about our grandparents.
I'm talking about.
Only high school education, if that.
How about say if that? I don't think my parents. I don't think my grandparents had high school education. In fact, I know they didn't.
Yeah, I don't think my grandparents had a high school education. I know my dad's parents had. They went to college. But I don't know anything about my biological parents' parents. That's a whole nother discussion. We can have that later. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing, Shawty?
Good evening.
Hey, so it was our 9th anniversary yesterday, and we didn't post anything on social media. Are you upset that I didn't post happy anniversary to you?
No.
Nah, that's why I love you.
No.
I do have a funny post because we, on our anniversary, we watched Bebe's Kids with our son. And he has that famous line that that's why I wear my ring on the wrong finger because I married the wrong woman. I wanted to post that and say happy anniversary to DJ C. Siren. I just haven't got around to doing it. And I think at this point it's just too late. It's 2 days after the fact.
It ain't midnight yet.
One day? Well, I can't do it now. I'm on the show. So it wouldn't happen until tomorrow.
Okay.
So 2 days. Happy anniversary to my man Hove. You got married like 2 days ago, like 8 years ago, right?
Nah, mine was June 11th, see?
June 11th. I was there, but I was really high and drunk. great weather. Had a great time. Happy anniversary. So y'all 8 years or y'all 9 years? No, you're older than us. So y'all 9 years or y'all 10? You got married a whole year before me?
Yeah, we 10 years.
Okay. All right, congratulations. Got that diamond. Got that 10 years. All right, so let's get to the show. A lot of stuff to discuss. As always, I always open the floor to the panel first. A-Point, I know you usually have a lot of stuff going on, so I'm going to open the floor to you first. I usually do Blur. But A-Point, I'm going to give you the floor of anything you want to discuss tonight, man. It's been a while since you've been on, man. Anything you got to get off your chest?
No, not anything.
All right, cool, man. Good. All right, well, you know, we'll come back to you. Blur, what you got? Well, hold on, Blur, because I know you always have about 10 subjects. DJ C. Siren, you got anything?
Why China Line?
That sounds racist. Oh, this
no
ain't
Asian
a, this ain't a bad drink.
We're not talking about Asian people. I'm talking about Chinese government.
This might be my new Hulk smash. Whiskey, lime juice, lemon juice.
Why is it so great?
I think it's Julius's Gatorade.
Definitely Gatorade.
Okay. Yeah, I might got a new drink. All right, so what's China lying about?
It's the
Wuhan virus?
No.
Are we not allowed to call that because of Trump?
It's just the anniversary of communist China. I don't know. They're celebrating like 100 years or something.
Being communist?
Yeah. They said, it's the best thing ever.
Mm.
They said, if y'all try and mess with us, you will be smashed by a wall.
The Great Wall?
Of 1.4 billion people.
No, China do be, yeah. It can't be that bad, because they be fucking. Like, you had to put a limit on how many people how many babies you can have. And look, we're going to crack jokes about it. I'm taking a broad sense of it. But there are some scary stories of, like, people like the Gestapo going in and forcing women to have abortions in China. Like, it's pretty bad.
And now they say it's all good. Sorry. We don't want you to have no kids now. Thanks.
Like, they're forcing women who are, like, pregnant with girls to have abortions, and they weren't allowing it if it was a boy. And then, like, if you decided you wanted more than one child, you had, like, ship your kid to, like, Finland or something. It was nuts. But, yeah, so that's the serious stuff. We'll get to that another day because I don't want the triad mad at me. Like, is that racist?
Yes.
It's not racist. They said you have the triad, right? I've seen it in Rush Hour. If Jackie Chan is not racist, I can't be either.
It's scary.
All right, so China, 100 years of communism. They're the only ones that were communism that survived. Cuba's on the last brink. And they didn't survive. They needed Russia.
Yeah. And China swears that they've never gone in anywhere and violated or killed people or violated people's rights and did anything ever.
We're going to be really confused when the pyramids have hieroglyphics of African people, but the entire continent is Chinese. We're not going to be confused because we're going to be dead. But in about 100 years, when the entire continent is Chinese and they're going to have these hieroglyphics of these big-nosed people on the walls with the big lips, and they're going to look around and be like, these are aliens. All right, so nothing else on China. Anybody got anything on China? I argue with Burr all the time about how China's kicking our butt in the tech space, and he didn't believe me until he said, hey, China's kicking our butt in the tech space, and I was like, I told you. And he was like, well, that's not what I meant. That's how my brother Blur works. Blur, you got anything on China?
I don't remember saying that China's kicking our butt in the tech space. I'm gonna have to do the transcript on that one.
I got you.
When was the last Chinese product you used? When was the last tech Chinese product you used?
Ain't my iPhone made in China?
Yes.
It may be assembled in China, but that's an American product.
Now we're just getting into technicalities. Somebody in the sweatshop put this phone together. See,
I'm sorry. Oh, no doubt. Oh, yeah. But that's still, it's our tech. Their little fingers putting it together, but it's our tech.
China is little. I want to go to China and Japan just because I want to feel like the biggest person on the planet, and I'm already big. But I feel like they would start taking pictures of me. I would live out my stardom because I'm lying to somebody and tell them that I'm in the NFL. Me and Hopeful.
They got two more wrestlers though.
But they not as tall as me. They about 4'8".
Are sumo wrestlers short? Really? Nah, you lying.
Is anybody in China tall except for Yao Ming?
Yes. Yao Ming.
Now that's racist.
I'm sorry. I love China. I love Nikes and the bootlegs. And I always used to try to go to Canal Street to buy a bootleg Louis Vuitton from the Chinese people in New York. Shout out to my China folks. And I love General South Chicken. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Anybody else got anything on China? DJ C. Siren, you done with it? All right. So that is New York. Welcome to the show, my brother. How you doing?
Look, I'm good. Can't complain. How about you?
All right, can't call it, man. Can't call it. Just going around seeing what anybody got subject-wise. Hov, you got anything you want to discuss?
Nah, I'm open to the group right now, man. I want to hear what Blur got.
I'm going to Blur right after New York. Because Blur always got something off the wall, and we always got a lot of topics. New York, you got anything you want to talk about, man? Did you see the fight this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I saw the fight. I was mad at my Apple Stick, though, because, you know what I mean, it kept stuttering and fluctuating as soon as it got to the last fight. But it held on enough for me to actually catch a glimpse of what's going on.
Oh, so you got to call me, man. I get you on that Don't Be Dumb TV. No buffering, B. No buffering, $25 a month. No buffering if you got to get internet. You can't have 50K modem. I don't know what you got in New York. You know, yeah. It might be some of the BET channels skip. But most of the fights are pretty good. But yeah, New York, you gotta give them me, yo. $25, man. You get all that. You get the fights, no buffering. All right, cool. Blur, floor is yours, man. What you want to talk about before we get into it? Oh shit.
Yo, I don't like all the. It feel like there's some slander being talked my way. I don't know how I feel about that. I wanted to know if we were going to talk about the king coming home. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to that right away. I also wanted to talk about is New Jersey the mecca of track and field right now? It don't seem like it's Florida. It don't seem like it's California. It don't seem like it's Texas. Well, the mecca for women's track and field? Seems like New Jersey getting it done, man.
All right, well, which one you want to talk about? I don't know who the king you're talking about coming home. Which subject
Come
would
on,
you
man.
Like to
we,
attack first? Look,
Keith,
I'm just Clint, you.
Huxtable. You know exactly who I'm talking about, man.
Are you going to call
William
that man the king?
Bill Cosby.
King of the Creeper.
Somebody need to play Mace. Welcome back. Soon as he came out the prison, man, step in. And he going to get paid, man. That's what, a black
Did
man getting his gun. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so.
Are you happy because you feel like he was guilty and beat the case? Or do you feel he was innocent, Blair?
All right, so I feel like. Now, this is weird because I feel like I've already said I think he might have been guilty, but to hear him tell it, all right, so like, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't believe all these women are lying. I don't believe all these women are seeking attention. I don't believe all these women are misconstrued in the situation. So, yeah, I do believe he was a creep. Absolutely. Do I believe that he believed he wasn't a creep? Yeah, I do. I totally believe that he doesn't think he did anything wrong. That, you know, I mean, it was just the way things were back then. You gave people Quaaludes without them asking because everybody was doing it. I genuinely believe he doesn't think he was doing anything wrong. That said, I'm happy for the legal system, man. The criminal justice system is starting to get shit right, or at least right now. Last week I said, you know, I mean, I don't think we were talking about LeBron, and I said, yo. I like a I told you so type dude. I ain't going to say I told you so, but a couple months ago I came on here and I'm like, yo, shit is fucked up. Gun, you said, hey, he guilty, they got him. It don't matter how they got him, they got him. PG was like, hey, if it was fucked up, the legal system he had his damn court, if it was fucked up, it would have worked out. New York was like, hey, when you fighting for your life, sometimes you just got to keep fighting. And I'm like, yo, y'all serious? Like, yo, this is... The way the justice system and the criminal justice system did this man was so fucked up. And the audacity of these people had to be so braggadocious about it. Like, yo, yeah, he made some statements behind closed doors in the locked testimony. Yeah, we put that shit out. Yeah, other dude didn't think we were going to get a conviction. Okay, we got another dude in there. He promised he going to do it. We made him do it. Yeah, we lost the first trial. Okay, yeah, we just use that as practice. We're going to run it back again. We're going to get this dude one way or another. And no one seemed to have a problem with that because we all agreed that he probably was guilty. And I was just like, yo, that's not the way the justice system is supposed to work. If a rich black man can't get justice, then it is hopeless for all of us. And so I'm glad he had enough money to hire the right legal team to fight this all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to get this fixed because – they did that man so fucking dirty. Like, regardless if he was guilty or not, which I do believe he was, you know what I mean? He ain't no saint, I'll put it that way. So he's guilty of some things. But sometimes the bad guy gets away. Sometimes the bad guy gets away. We see it all the time in American history. And for the justices, I'm like, yo, we're not letting it happen right now. So now the time we feel like, yo, by hook or by crook, by any means necessary, we're going to get this guy, it never sat right with me at all. And I'm like, yo, this was the definition of mob justice, and we're going to figure this out until we put you behind bars. And I just couldn't believe it. And so I'm happy, and I hope he get paid. I really hope he get paid. I hope the prosecutor or the district attorney, whoever it was who decided to bring charges against him, I hope they lose their job if they're still in office. And I hope he cleans Pennsylvania out. He probably won't because it's only 2.5 years. But, nah, get paid, my nigga, get paid.
After that, I don't know if I should go to 8 Point next just because his last three words. 8 Point, what you got on Bill?
Get
Cosby
paid, young man. Yet? Get paid. Let's put it that way.
I don't know, man. I gotta be completely honest with you, man. You were rambling, man. You were all over the place. I really have no thoughts on it. I didn't follow the case. I have no thoughts. But to be honest, I thought you were rambling. You were all over the place. You really didn't, you know, make your point. Your point was pointless.
Okay. Hold. What you got on Bill yet now?
I mean, I haven't followed the case, and I don't really know why he got out or what happened, but it's a crazy case overall. But I don't know. I don't know why people are celebrating if most people think he's guilty. Like, maybe you celebrate that the justice system is actually doing the right thing, but I don't know why we celebrating him getting out if you feel like he actually had wrongdoing.
DJ Cesar?
I think because he had money is the only reason why there was a promise of from the DA or prosecution to say, hey, you know, testify, we won't bring any charges against you. It is a technicality, but I've heard that there usually that is put in writing, and there was nothing right now, no documentation that this conversation took place, even though, I mean, something had to take place because it was overturned. But I just don't think this should be the example where we celebrate justice. I mean, we can highlight that, you know, these loopholes and this kind of you know, it'll work for some people if they can find the right loophole, you know, which is the problem with the system anyway. If you have enough money for the right lawyers, they'll find the reason on the technicality on why you don't get locked up. Well, that's good for someone who's innocent, but I still believe that, you know, we have this system for people to be punished when they do something wrong. And because like I said, the only thing that got him was his own testimony, which they had to throw out. But his testimony said that he was doing these things. Whether or not he thought this was bad or wrong, he's not, you know, I'm sorry. The intelligence level of this man, I'm not going to let him get away with saying that he didn't understand. He understood. He understood he is a predator. He understands this. It's not that he's ignorant. Come on. We're going to give him all the benefit of the doubt? No. He preyed on women. He knows he preyed on women, and because the system is the way it is, he is not going to have to suffer these consequences, or at least long enough as what he was given. I am upset because it is Bill Cosby is the person that we have to see doing this, because I feel like, you know, it's still a letdown, but hey, we know he did it. He said he did it. We don't have to even guess that. He didn't make this up. So, but it is highlighting that this justice system is messed up, and depending on who you are and who you can pay, whether you serve your time or not, you know, is up in the air depending on how well they play it.
New York, New York.
Look, I can't even follow up on that because I haven't followed on the case either. But I can't say anything that I think DJ Cesar put it perfectly. I mean, if he said he did it, I mean, what more else? You heard, I mean, hate it had to be him, but crazy.
Okay. So there's a lot going on with this case. I know y'all keep saying that y'all haven't filed the case. So the reason
could I jump in and just run through it real quick just to explain where I'm coming from? If you weren't going to do that.
If you got five on it, you got five on it.
I got three on it. I got three on it. I'll call time when I'm done. Just to express my point for anybody who hasn't followed the case. All right, so everybody know the situation, how, I mean, the first accuser came out. Well, even if you don't know, if you wasn't in Philadelphia at the time, you might not have heard about it because it was pretty local. Assistant basketball coach for Temple came out and said, hey, I went over there. He put something in my drink. I don't know what happened. I woke up. He sent me home. I knew something was off. Pass all that. Her mom called him. He was trying to work something out. He's like, yo, it sounds like you're recording me. I'm not going to talk on the phone no more. Cool. Always pass all that. He gets to the point, women start coming out. Some newspaper picks up the story, like, hey, I think, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but it's a lot of reports about Bill Cosby having raped people back in the day. Story gets no traction until Hannibal Buress is on stage. He tells a joke. In the middle of the set, I ain't going to say he's bombing, but he's not really, you know, he's not getting all the chuckles. He's like, hey, Bill Cosby the rapist. People laugh. He's like, no, hey, funny. Look it up. Pull out your phone right now. Bill Cosby is a rapist. In the audience happens to be another reporter. He runs with the story, picks up the other lady's story, starts running with it. Now, through all this, Bill Cosby is just living his life chilling. It's mad years later. That story gets picked up, starts circulating. People start, now it's the, you know, the Me Too movement. Like, yo, we can't let this happen. We're going to protest him no matter where he's going to show that, no matter where he's appearing at. We're going to be there to shut it down. Shut it down. So starts off as 5 women, 13 women, 20 women start coming out. He's like, yo, I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't got nothing to say about this. Whatever happened 30 years ago, that's in the past. All right, that one person, I'm like, look, I feel like I've been mistreated. I need to get made whole about this. All right, she's in Canada. She comes down to Philadelphia. Like, look, I want to press charges in Philly. He's like, hey, it might be a little bit too late for you. But what we can do, since so many people are coming out, we're going to see if we can get you some financial, something to help you get whole. They bring Bill Cosby in. All right, Bill, look, we don't think we can get you on a criminal case. We can't get you on a criminal case. But if you're willing to go under oath and be deposed for a civil case, whatever you say, no matter what you say, you can say rubble baby bubble bumpers the whole time. No matter what you say, cannot be used against you in a criminal case. So come in. We want to make sure all these people have their time to face you, do what they need to say, and whatever happens civilly happens after that. Bill Cosby, all right, you know what? I want to put this behind me. I'm tired of these people protesting my shows. I'm tired of my name being dragged in the mud. Cool. I'll come in here. I'll sit down and answer your questions. Sit them down. Hey, did you drug people? No, I gave people drugs. Did they take them? Yeah. I took drugs. They took drugs. Sometimes I put the drugs in the drink for them. They knew about it. Sometimes they expected it, and maybe they didn't say ask for it, but we all were doing drugs. Just a side note, when you're doing the depositions like this and you know nothing could be held against you, you can say whatever the fuck you want. It could be true. It could be a lie. It had nothing to do with it. The owner of the Clippers, when he was made to pose his thing, he wasn't even answering the question. He was just rambling on about people's titties. Because nothing matters once you've been given that immunity to, hey, nothing you say is going to be held against you. We just want people to get paid. Which is a big point that people are leaving out, that, yeah, he admitted to giving out drugs, but it doesn't. He could have been lying. He could have been saying, look, I'm going to tell you whatever you want to hear to get this over with. If you want to hear me say I'm sorry, you want to hear me say I drugged you, yeah, I gave you a drug. Cool, here go a million. Get out of my face. Doesn't mean anything because it can't go against them. That gets settled. All right, everybody's happy. Oh, except for one court clerk. One court clerk decides, you know what? The world needs to know about this. So this locked, sealed testimony, I'm just going to make it public. On my own. I'm not going to lose my job. I just feel like, yo, the world needs to know about this. So fuck the justice system. Fuck all the rules and regulations. I don't like that Bill Cosby gets to say this behind closed doors, so I'm going to put it out there to the world to see. Now, all the testimonies, they'll come in out saying, hey, yeah, I gave people drugs. Yeah, I put it in the drinks for them. Sometimes they knew, sometimes they didn't. But it was always, you know, I mean, everybody knew what was going on because that was the times. Cool. Now, the person who gave them immunity is like, look, I'm on my way out of office. Well,
he lost the race because the new dude came in and was like, look, y'all see what he said? This dude is not going to prosecute homie, but I will. Elect me. I promise you I will get you Heathcliff Huxtable. Elect me. I got you. Elect me. I will get him. You know what? He narrowly wins. He wins. And do you know what he does? He doesn't go after him. He's like, oh, shit. Now I'm looking at all the details. He was promised immunity. You know what? I can't get him. 1 year goes by. 2 years go by. It's at the end of the sentence. It's like, matter of fact, it was down to the day before he could not be indicted again. All right, you know what? Fuck it. They coming after me. I promise them I won't get them. I can't do nothing. Fuck it. Let me just send it in. Send in the paperwork. Send in the paperwork. Bam. Now he's in there facing criminal charges. Cool. You know what? Nothing I said could be used against me. It shouldn't have been out there. And I ain't do shit anyway. Fuck it. Let's go. We go into court. Sit down there. I win. I'm in criminal court, fighting for my life, accused of rape by like 50 women, and I win. Well, let me not say win. Not guilty. Hung jury. You know what? This evidence doesn't seem strong enough to say that he did anything wrong. We can't come to a conclusion. Cool. You know what the 50 women do? They're like, you know what? Let's run it back. We ain't really have our story straight the first time in court. All over the past 30 years, interviews, podcasts, telling the story, we still didn't have it exactly right. But now that we know exactly how he's going to approach it, now we know exactly what to say in front of a jury to make us come off as credible. Run it back again, convicted. How is that right? I don't see how anybody could feel that is right. That's not justice. Who does that? There's a thing, I don't know if anybody's ever been to law school, probably not, but cool, if anybody's seen it, they say it in like the Dick Wolf shows. Whenever prosecutors start getting tricky with the law, it's never good for anybody. It just isn't. If you're a prosecutor, you have the laws, you have the rules, just stick in your lane, do what you got to do. It's mapped out for you, just follow the roadmap, you'll be good. But once you start trying to like, you know, go around corners and cut things out, like, hey, this is now made public, so now we can put it into evidence. Yeah, this testimony that he made when he said it can't be used against him, that he could have said anything he wanted, hey, it's out there now. Now we get to use it. That's not justice. It just isn't.
Yo, you said you had 3 minutes. You talked for like 10 minutes.
My bad. It didn't get to the audacity. Because then they came out there like, yo, we want to change the law. We don't feel like it should be a statute of limitations. Yeah, it took us 30 years to come out and say something. Fuck that. We should be able to say it anytime. Now we're going to do a podcast. Keep poking fun at this nigga. He's not going to say anything on the podcast. But we're going to tell the world exactly how we screwed him over. And what is it? The LA Times sanctioned podcast. We're just going to tell the world our story exactly how we got this man. And then now that he's out, the lead chick was like, you know what? This is bad because now women are going to have to decide whether to settle for civil compensation or to wait for a criminal trial. It's bad because women will have to decide between money or seeing the person who possibly assaulted them go to jail. That's bad.
You don't think that's bad?
No, and you know why? You know why? And I do believe women should be compensated. I think any victim should be compensated some way, somehow, because especially if it's something traumatic, you're going to have issues for the rest of your life, possibly, if it's like kids getting molested or something. But if you want to see somebody go to jail, fuck the money. That's the one chick who started all this, she didn't take the money. That's the only reason it could go anywhere. When he tried to pay her off or tried to pay off her mom, they was like, no, we good on the money. We don't want the money. Don't take the money if you want to see some. If you want to see some justice, if you want to see somebody get held accountable for what you think they did to you, don't take the money.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what's interesting about this case, and we did talk about this before, and it is crazy that, and what we discussed before was this exact scenario. It's one of those things, and what I said to you before, Bird, was like, it does seem like it was really fucked up how they got him. But if he's out here raping and drugging bitches, if they got him, they got him. I'm sorry. Women. I'm sorry. My bad.
And when I asked, I was like, yo, but what if this is Julius? What if Julius is accused of something? Accused of something?
But that's the other caveat to it. It is kind of messed up how they put him in jail, simply because if you say, like, and this was our discussion last time, you probably don't remember it, but it was just like, look, if we're going to start changing the rules on people, I'm just worried about what will happen to black folks. If we say, hey, homie, like, if something happened, yo, we're not going to put you in jail, just tell us what happened. And you're like, yo, it was a bank robbery, dude came out, you know what I mean, $20 fell, I saw him go this way, but I saw the $20 on the ground, I'm broke. So I threw the $20 in my pocket, you know what I mean, but I ain't really had nothing to do. And he says, boom, felony, robbery. And he's like, yo, you just told me if I told you what happened, I wouldn't get charged. I'm like, yeah, I changed my mind now. Like, that's what was shocking about the Cosby case, is because in his testimony, it wasn't supposed to be held against him. I don't know what part of the law says, yo, you give us a testimony in civil court, nothing can ever be used against you. Like, I feel like I would be able to go in there. Like, I would want somebody to try me civilly so I can be like, yo, I done killed this person, I done killed this person, I done stole this from this business, and nothing I could ever be charged against me. Like, I feel like I would want somebody to bring civil charges against me just so I can get it all out, so I get all the evidence out so that they can never get me on it.
And that's what I'm saying. If you want justice, don't go after the money.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's tough. And I don't think we should be celebrating Cosby getting out either. But I do think we should be celebrating the fact that, you know, somebody who was put in jail unjustly, no matter if you think he's right or wrong, I mean, I think he's guilty of sin. I listened to that Chasing Cosby podcast. He was definitely out here drugging women and having sex with them. Sometimes probably with their consent. Sometimes probably without it. And I was kind of happy that he went to jail because he was, you know, he's a creep. You know what I mean? But I wasn't happy the way they put him in jail. Because if you're going to start giving people, if you're going to start changing rules on people, black people just ain't going to be the ones that benefit off of it.
That was my whole point.
You're talking about celebrating a king. That is not the point.
Oh, boy, I was being facetious.
Oh, it absolutely is. I've seen my brother, my own brother, on evening news where cops is like, hey, we're going to make an example out of this one. I've seen my own cousin on the news and in the newspaper, like pictures of my cousin holding press conferences on the fact that they got this person. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This ain't El Chapo. My brother, he might legitimately never, he probably is good, he'll never get out. My cousin wasn't El Chapo, though. He wasn't making guns. He wasn't the Lord of the War. He was just moving guns, driving guns across state. But nah. Matter of fact, I was in Missouri. I seen the news from Jersey and the news from Chicago, because that's what was happening at, with my cousin's picture on it. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all doing a lot, making an example out of this person over interstate. Now, hey, I'm all for stricter gun laws. I'm all for it. But I felt like, especially, you know, again, having a little bit of inside information, y'all doing a little bit much, and, I mean, it may be a little bit of entrapment going on to get somebody, so y'all can say, we got somebody on gun charges. Happens way too often.
Yeah, it does. I'm listening to this podcast now called Chameleon, where they're talking about how these FBI agents entrapped this Filipino dude on gun charges. And the Filipino dude was, like, just selling, like, ancient guns, but these FBI agents were out there having sex with underage kids in the Philippines, and, like, they basically entrapped him, and they were just using taxpayer money. It's actually really good. Blur, you probably enjoy it. But it's like, yo, who's the real criminal? A guy who just sold these FBI agents an old gun? Or the FBI agents who are out here having sex with underage kids? And, like, when the newspaper brought it to them, it was like, yo, these FBI agents are out here out of control. They were like, well, when you're in the criminal world, you have to act like a criminal. They were just having sex with these 15-year-olds just so they look like a criminal. And it's like these dudes are still employed by the FBI. And FBI, don't come after me. It's on the podcast. If y'all in here listening, I don't want no beef. No, I don't want no problems. So,
like, that Pennsylvania district attorney knew he shouldn't have been able to go after Cosby on that bullshit. He knew those records was locked. He knew this was mob justice, but he had to hold up a campaign promise because he wanted to make sure he could get reelected.
Yeah, I mean, but did he get reelected?
You know, I don't even know. Like, I mean, I think he did. So what, the trial, he did 2.5 years, the trial like a year or two before that. So, yeah, he might still be in office.
Hey, then it was worth it. If he got out, then he got out. Good for him.
Nah, man, it's not worth it. Don't play with me or my family's life because you want to stay in office. Nah, don't do that.
I mean, it's good for him as the elected official. It's bad for the justice system. Like, we can celebrate, oh, yeah, the justice system worked. It just worked for an awful person. Like, why didn't it work for, you know, the people who shot that girl in Kentucky? Who's the girl who got shot on that drill? Breonna Taylor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so many inconsistencies. Like why do we have to – and it's not Cosby's fault. Why do we get this justice on the guy who's out here drugging and raping women? Like, why can't we get justice on a girl who's just sleeping in her apartment? It's weird.
I mean, and then again, it does depend on what you call justice. And then you got people out here still calling him, and maybe rightfully so. I just listened to this whole thing where people talk about, well, he is a convicted rapist. And somebody was like, well, is Mike Tyson a convicted rapist? He's out on the street. Like, he served his time. Well, not all of it. Cosby served time. Like, is the Central Park 5 convicted murderers or whatever they was convicted for? They got convicted. It was overturned. Are we still going to walk around talking about their convicted killers or whatever they were? Like, the tarnish that is going to be on somebody's name, and it probably was always going to be on there for Cosby anyway. And we talked about this on air. How long do you have to go before shit like that is no longer like top five that you remember for? We talked about with Kobe, with Ben Roethlisberger, the murderer dude up in Baltimore, the linebacker. Like, yeah, how long before that shit gets forgotten about?
I mean, Hove, you want to jump in? New York, you want to jump in? Me, Blair, and DJ Cesar have been going back and forth. Y'all want to jump in on anything?
Oh, no, I'm listening. You heard me.
Hove, you good?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm enjoying it.
You sound like you fell in the pool. I mean, how long does something stick to you? Sticks to you for? But the Central Park Five, like, they were convicted wrongly. So they shouldn't have that conviction stick with them because they didn't do anything.
The same thing can be said for Cosby. Again, he admitted to doing some things the same way someone in Central Park 5 admitted to doing some things to cops. Like, that shit is just on you now.
No, the Central Park 5 never admitted to killing anybody. Bill Cosby admitted to raping bitches.
He admitted to giving them drugs.
And having sex with them when they didn't know that they were drugs. That's rape.
That's called rape.
He admitted to giving drugs. He don't know if they remember having sex. He don't know that was his whole thing. Like, my story has never changed. I did drugs. They did drugs. I was under the same influence they were under. I remember what they remember.
That's true. I can't argue with you there. But Bill, in that podcast that we listened to, when he was cornered about having sex with him when he was unconscious, he was like, look, what did he say? He said basically, like, yeah, I know, but does she want to go to school? I'll pay for her tuition. You feel bad.
Like, oh, shit. I thought everything was cool. Now you're telling me it wasn't cool? How can I make it right?
You can't think everything's cool when somebody sleeps and you out here digging in their guts.
And then you want to talk about, like, it was forever ago. Yeah, he was doing it in the 70s, but this happened in 2005. Like, yo, come on down. Yeah, everyone was doing it. I'm sorry, everyone ain't doing quaaludes and having sex in 2005. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know who still got quaaludes.
No one does. It's no longer available. They don't make them anymore.
Do they still make ecstasy?
Isn't it called Molly?
Yeah. No. Oh, who said yeah like that? You know where to get it from?
I just know it's still available.
Mm. So yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's a sad story, but I guess Bill got justice. I just don't know if it should be celebrated. I think the justice system still needs a lot of work when you can't lock up Bill Cosby, but you can let cops go free for killing a woman in her sleep. I think this just shows that the justice system still needs a lot of work to do. Still got a lot of work to do. That's it. But I don't know why anybody would celebrate Bill Cosby.
I'm going to celebrate anytime someone wrongfully in prison. Let me put it this way. I'm going to celebrate anytime somebody wrongfully in prison gets to come home, no matter who you are. Central Park 5, Bill Cosby, Mike Tyson, if you were wrongfully imprisoned, and my cousin, again, I'm not even going to say my brother. Maybe my brother deserves to be where he's at, but if you were wrongfully imprisoned, yeah, man, get out of there. Nobody, if you're in there, if they didn't put you in there the way they're supposed to, they bent the rules, or maybe you're in there with some bullshit, nah. It's not a place for anybody, and it definitely shouldn't be a place we just start sending people to so we can stay in politics.
I just said celebrating. There's a difference between understanding why you got freed, and there's a difference between celebrating. I'm not celebrating somebody who's out here raping women just because they convicted him wrong. I understand it. I can't hold it against them. I can't be mad at it. But I'm not celebrating it. Like, I'm not cheering
and
the fact
you
that,
know what? One last thing, and I'm going to be quiet. We can move on. He can't even be tried again. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, the justice system needs a lot of work. Had this shit gone down right the first time, maybe they could, like, you know what? We got some DNA. We got some new science shit. He could really say, he could come out and admit to all this shit. He's like, matter of fact, I videotaped it. I remember. I sought you out. He can do whatever the fuck he want to do now, and Pennsylvania can't do shit about it.
I thought I read somewhere that they can still appeal this decision.
They can, but it's not going to go up. I don't think the Supreme Court of the United States is going to take up this case. They can still appeal it outside of the state Supreme Court. I doubt it. I doubt they will. And I doubt any other higher court is going to pick it up.
Any chance that the Supreme Court is for old people and they lived in this time and they understood what Bill was out here doing? Like, I hate to be that guy, but there's a lot of old people on that Supreme Court.
Clarence Thomas
is out here. You think he was out here getting checks?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Because he don't look like he was getting any checks.
Then he put, like, his pubes on a Coke can or something. Clarence Thomas was a wild boy.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. What possessed you to do that in the first place? That's crazy. Never mind. We can move on. That's crazy. What?
Yeah, I wonder if this was a situation where, since RBG is dead, she was the old young head in the crew, where a lot of these older dudes in the Supreme Court looked at him and was like, yeah, I understand what Bill's talking about.
I mean, Kavanaugh was alleged for doing some nasty stuff too. So, you know, yeah, I could definitely see him. They'd be like, nah, we ain't touching this.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough. All right, well, any chance that one of these girls killed Bill Cosby? Like Double Jeopardy? Who was that, Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Who was the girl in
Ashley Judd?
No. Well, she wasn't in Double Jeopardy, was it? I trust your opinion because I don't know these folks. I thought it was Jamie Lee Curtis, but I could be wrong. Jamie Lee Curtis was the one born with a penis, right?
Look,
yo, that's wild. That's a wild statement to just say. Like, what the hell?
I know.
I think she was. But she still looked good. The girl side of her turned out really well. Got my man MX on the line. MX, did you know Jamie Lee Curtis was born with a miniature penis?
No, I did not.
See? Learn something new every day.
That's
hey, we're closing up the subject on Bill Cosby. You got anything?
Nah, man, I hope everybody got their free pudding pops yesterday. They were giving them out in local grocery stores. I think good for him. You know, he's too old to be in jail. I think anybody that's over like 80 years old don't need to be in jail. Just let them, you know what I mean? Why pay money, you know what I mean, for that person? Like, just go ahead and let them live their regular lives the way they want to do it, man.
What if they killed a bunch of black people in their 20s?
Again, they're 80 years old, yeah. Like, they're going to die. So,
you don't want
I don't want to pay for them to die.
You just going to let them chill out? You just going to let them chill out?
At this point, you're 80 years old. You ain't killing nobody else. And if you, so just rain in the years, I don't want my taxpayer dollars to be going spent on you being 80 years old. Yeah. Put their ass in a home somewhere. Let them just chill out.
That's an interesting topic. Do you have an age limit of jail? DJ C. Siren, do you agree with the M. Extra? If you hit a certain age, you just shouldn't go to jail, no matter what you do? Like, M. Extra
says
all old people should do the purge.
You get away with it. You live long enough, you just don't get punished. Nah. Listen
to the Holocaust.
These, like, Nazis and stuff.
Yo,
they put them on trial,
throw them
in jail.
They're
90 years old. Yep.
Yeah, they just gave a 90-year-old person, like, 100 years for being a Nazi and killing people in gas chambers.
Yeah, you still go down.
Oh.
I don't care. You were lucky to live most of your life free. Now you get to be in jail.
Hope, what do you think about M. Extra's proposal? If you old, you just skip jail. Yo. You just get the purge.
No. I said no. Not skip jail. I'm saying if you're in jail, let's say, like, you go to jail right now serving a 50-year sentence. At 80, let your ass out. Like, just let your ass out and, you know what I mean, because I don't want my taxpayer dollars to continue. I already paid for you for, you know, in your case, been 40 damn years of your life, right? So, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, the remaining 10 or whatever, you know, just go ahead and let your ass go out. I don't want to pay my tax money to keep your ass in jail.
But Bill's
You're
only
gonna
been
die.
In, too. But Bill's
yeah,
only
but
been
he's
in,
like
too.
80 years old.
Serve the 50-year, huh?
But he's 80 years old. You know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, I don't want my taxpayer money paying for his ass. Like,
but
that's
what I'm saying.
That's
like,
my
it doesn't... Like, if a white dude was 80 years old and you found out that he burned and tarred a whole bunch of black kids when he was in his 20s, just because he's 80 now, you're just going to be like, all right, he's 80, who cares?
Nah, that's not what I'm saying. If it's a new crime, right, new crime, yeah, charge his ass, do all that kind of stuff. I'm saying if you got, like, you know how they be doing, like, dumbass sentences, like you're basically going to die in jail. I would rather you die. And somebody else is paying for your care or whatever the fuck, or die on the goddamn street. I don't give a shit. I just don't want my taxpayers' money to keep paying for you once you reach the age that you're ready to die in the next 10 years or so, 5-10 years.
Oh,
like the life
you agree with
is not 100 years old, right? So, like, at 80, like, I don't want to keep paying for somebody on like, death row or somebody on, like, you know what I mean? Like, either kill them. Or let their ass out and die on the damn street. But I don't want my taxpayer money paying for some old ass dude in jail.
You just want to kill him. Once you hit 80, you got to go. Hope, you agree with M. Extra's proposal? I'm starting to just kill 80-year-olds.
Nah, I can't get
that. I
ain't
saying kill him. I'm saying just don't. Just
you
I
did.
Don't want
you
my
said
taxpayer
kill him
money.
And let him go.
Go ahead, Hope. I'm messing with you,
M. Extra.
Go ahead, Hope.
Nah, like, regardless when you get caught, like, you got to do your time. Like, if you caught and you're convicted, like, you got to do your time. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah, see, I don't believe in statute of limitations for anything that's over 21 years old, unless the law changes. Like, don't say you can now convict me for all my speeding offenses because you tapped into some satellite that can track how fast I was going 10 years ago and you changed the speed limit and now I get speeding tickets. But, you know what I mean, if you committed a crime in your 20s and no one found out until you 80, I don't care, yo, you got to go to jail, but you're going to die in jail. I'll gladly pay my tax dollars for that. I want you to die in there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But if you got caught in your 20s and you're serving consecutive, like, 80-year sentences, you know what I mean? So you've been in jail for 60 years, Like, that's 60 years of my taxpayer money that I've been funding for you asses to get three square meals a day and some housing. Let your ass out and get on the street and die on the damn street. I don't want my taxpayer money to be funded for something else. Like, you already spent 60 years. You got.
What if they go out on the
street? Let your family take care of you. I don't know. Somebody. Shit.
No, but, like, what if they go back out on the street and kill somebody else?
At 80 years old?
Yeah, it don't take much to squeeze a trigger.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to, I mean,
nah, it depends. It depends, B. It really depends. When I was 12, yo, I had to squeeze one with my middle finger, bro. It depends. If it's a limit squeeze, y'all mean the trigger pull is different on each gun.
Yeah, I mean, I was just hoping if you've been in jail for 60 damn years, you ain't going back out at 80 years old trying to commit another crime. Like, I mean, I guess I'm just playing the odds that's just not going to happen.
What's the movie?
What movie was that? Shawshank Redemption?
He tried to rob
like a bank or something. Old ass man trying to rob a bank. Somebody should have gave him that money.
Oh, so he can go back in?
Yeah, because it was institutionalized. I've been to jail before. I can't wait to go back. Man, I got another hole in my sock. Alright, so is that everything on MS trying to euthanize the 80-year-olds? The 80-year-olds? Alright, so what we got? So, hey, so I wanted to have this discussion. We're having some deep discussions tonight. I wanted to make this a little fun. Maybe I'll get gay versus religion next week. So I had some real questions because the BET Awards was on, and like gay people said, you can't make fun of like Eddie Murphy making that gay person sit on the car and making the woo woo, and you can't tell that joke anymore because it's offensive to gay people. But Lil Nas X is basically making fun of religions by giving Satan lap dances. Like, why is one okay and one not? And I'm not trying to say that. You don't see, and that's the discussion I want to have. Is he making fun of religion? Because I feel like he's patronizing people who believe in God. And why can't we patronize him if he's patronizing us? Or should we not be patronizing anyone at all? So I want to have that discussion, but I'll get some gay folks on here next week, just in case I'm off base. I know some gay folks. I know a couple gay people, man. They cool as hell. All right, so we'll save that discussion. So I just want to put that thought in your brain. Hey, the Olympic trial happened this past week. Hey, watch y'all background noise. Put yourselves on mute. It sounds like one of y'all driving. With the window down. So this past week we had the Olympic trials. Pretty entertaining. A lot of good races. 17-year-old, I think, was the star of the show because he ran, even though he came in third in the final, but in his trials he would win, and when they would try to interview him, he would just run away from him, which is, I just think, is hilarious. But they had that, they got the token hood girl that everyone's so happy about, Sha'Carri Richardson, because everybody's so worried about the fact that she got a colorful weave in her head, and she's fast as hell, and she got tattoos. And they were all happy that she went and hugged the grandma. I'm like, why do y'all care about her hugging the grandma? And then you had her doppelganger, the black woman from Harvard, who won I think she won 100. And so I guess they're starting to compare those two, like either one of them are, like they should even be compared. But that girl from Harvard is beautiful. Well, I mean, they're black, so they kind of look alike. See, at least I make fun of black people.
You had the transgender that got disqualified.
Yeah, you had the transgender who got disqualified. And you got my man Grant. Shout out to my man Grant. Good dude who won the hurdles. So I just want to get y'all opinion on the Olympics and what y'all got to expect for Tokyo and if you're excited. Blur, you ran track. Are you excited about Tokyo and the Olympics this year? And what you think about the trials?
Man, I think it was a fun long weekend. It was fun, very entertaining. We talked about this in the group text a little bit. I don't think there's going to be too many surprises come Tokyo. for the most part. Like, I don't think, like, no one's going to clean up betting-wise, because I think, you know, for the and most events is pretty, I mean, you have your favorites, and they're up by a lot. But, no, I think there's going to be some competitive races. There's going to be something that I'm looking forward to. I do want to see Shikari get out there and really, like, get tested and, like, I mean, really have to show her stuff. I mean, bright color hair, black hair, whatever color hair she wear. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing her run.
Yo, she's going to get smoked by that Jamaican girl.
I won't say smoked. I won't say smoked, but I don't think she's going to win.
She's going to win by at least – she's going to lose by at least three strides. That's like smoked in track speed.
Yeah, I don't think it's that – I don't think she loses by that much. I don't think she wins, but I don't think she loses by that much.
So not a full second. How much do you think she loses by?
I think it'll be competitive. I don't say close, but competitive. Definitely not a full second.
Like,
I mean, not even like a half a second. But nah, I mean, it's not going to be a
so
photo finish. Maybe like not a body length, but I mean, they're not going to be neck and neck or shoulder to shoulder.
So you saying under 5/10 of a second? That's a lot in track.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be close,
second,
but she's not going to be smoked. Yeah, hold on
a
second. Especially in a 100-minute dash, a second is a lifetime. But no, I don't think she's going to get smoked, but I don't think it's going to be, oh, photo finish. They both had to lean. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that.
MX, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I'm just saying a second is a lifetime in track, though. Like, anybody
that's
that goes to the Olympics. Yeah, I mean, that's not – you're not even supposed to be there. You losing by a second, you ain't supposed to be there. Like, I mean, tenths of a second seems like a lifetime. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she'll be smoked, but, I mean, the girl from Jamaica is bad. But, I mean, I would just hope that she'll be a competitive race, though.
Let's give a definition
of
smoke. I'm saying anything more than 4/10, she's got smoke.
Cares.
Because everyone's hyping this girl that she's the next best thing, and there's a girl down there in Jamaica who's out here running in the hood, and she's running like her depends on it, and she's 40.
I mean, I think that's just because she's the American person, right? So you got to give her something because, I mean, she's like the hometown. It's almost like how we gave Tyson Gray all that glory, even though we knew Usain Bolt was going to smoke him too. Right, like we knew he was, but we knew he wasn't going to beat Usain Bolt, but we still got to cheer for the American, act like he got a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I think we got to hold it down for the American champion and the fact that Shikari's young. I think that's like we know she's the future of the sport. Like Shelly-Ann Price.
Win.
Yeah, and hopefully more than
next
likely yes,
years.
But
next
yeah, because. Because, you know what I mean, there's other Jamaicans as well who are just as fast, if not faster, than Shikari Richardson, who aren't as old as Shelly-Ann Price. But, yeah, like, Shikari is the future. Right now, she's the, what's the dude's name? She's the Zion Williamson of track.
That's a bad comparison because I don't think Zion's going to be that great.
Oh, really?
He's a dude, man. Don't worry about that, yeah.
Yeah, the Luka Doncic of track.
Luka's a good comparison. Okay. Hov, you got anything on the track front?
Nah, I mean, I think Shikari has a chance. Like, their best time this year is only less than a tenth off. So she's got a chance. You know what I mean? Like, but she's going to, you know, she might have to improve some things. Like, you never know. I didn't diagnose her race where she ran the 10.6 or the 10.7. So I don't know, but I would say she has a shot. Like, she's not going to get blown out. Like, it'll definitely be a competitive race. I don't think if she loses, it won't be by more than a tenth of a second.
Oh, so you think it's that close? See, I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet it's by more than a tenth.
Based on what, though?
Yeah, what's the best time?
Absolutely.
I mean, I didn't know. Like, what's the best time that Jamaica ran this year?
It's 10.63 and 10.72, Mal. Third.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing, John. You got, Beast Bomb, like, you got to, like, we out here just sipping up. But you got to understand, when you running against, like, competition, like, you going to run your best race. Like, you going to put it all out there. So she made PR, which may, you know what I mean, get her close. Like, just because the fact is that she got somebody to the left and right of her that's going to be pushing her that she may not have had, you know what I mean, in a U.S. Olympic trial. So, you know what I mean? And so you can't really go by, like, her times that she ran this year, because sometimes, you know what I mean, like, your best time comes against the best competition.
Which is why I first said I want to see her get pushed. I want to see her where she's not pulling away from everybody. Like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah. That's what I agree with you, Blair.
I mean, look, I'm rooting for Shikari. You know, she seems like a lovely lady who loves her grandmama. They keep talking about that nobody understands her story. I haven't really heard her story. I'm rooting for her. Yeah, I hope she wins gold. I'm just saying, if we taking bets, yo, I'm betting the Jamaican beats her by more than a tenth. I got a dollar on it. I got a gentleman's
I'll
dollar,
dollar
trading
bet.
Places dollar.
Look, yeah, I take on that.
I'll take
on that.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Look, I live by the Harlem rule. Double
let's
or nothing.
This up,
double
man.
Or nothing.
Let's bet a dollar Bitcoin.
A dollar Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. That could be like $1,000. That's what you have, actually. You got all types of money. I don't know what that means.
You got that
U.S.
You got that AMC money,
bro.
You might as well use that. Go ahead and use that.
Nah, I want to bet a dollar, not gold back U.S. full quarter. I got a bet with MXer, and I got a bet with a New York. The tenth is the push. If it's exactly a tenth, then no one gets anything. If Shikara wins or is within a tenth of a second, I owe you to a dollar. If anybody else
Bitcoin.
Wins by more than a tenth, then I get a dollar. Is that the bet?
Bitcoin.
Yo, can we raise it to like $5? I need to put air in my tire. You know air calls 150.
We can do $5, but I don't want to spend the whole time on the radio show with bad numbers, so I guess we can have that discussion all day. But I got $5 on it.
Hey, look, say I again.
Okay. All right. So, MX, anybody else want to get on this bet? We gambling?
Yo,
Virginia just legalized weed.
New York said you got to say, I'm shaking your hand virtually. So we know it's a
I'm
real
shaking.
Bet.
I got you done. I'm shaking your hand on all ten. On all Timberlands, B. I got five on the slanted part of the soul, the slanted back part of the soul of the Timberlands. All right, cool. Anybody got anything left on the Olympics? Any other stories that y'all want to talk about? I just want to say that girl from Harvard is absolutely gorgeous.
Remember that name. She's from Trenton. She's, I think, 18, 19. You talked about little homie who's 17 or 18 running Olympics and who came in third. Anything Moo, and I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong. I think that I always hear it. It's spelled A-T-H-I-N-G. That's her first name, A-T-H-I-N-G, A-Thing. But that's not how it's pronounced. I've heard it pronounced so many different times, but every time I see it, I just think a thing. It's a ting or something like that, a ting move.
We're talking about American Olympic show.
Yeah, she's from Trenton, man.
But she's from China.
Yeah, and she will be an Olympic gold medalist this year in Tokyo, maybe two or three times.
And what?
What does she do?
She runs the 800, and I think she might be – I think she qualified in the 400 as well. The 800, yeah, she's got that on lock. That's her.
and I think she's going to be on the 4x4, and I think she got the open 400 as well.
Yeah.
But the 800 is her race.
No one cares.
Yeah, I think she just turned 19 this month. So yeah, she's 18, just turned 19, out of Trenton, balling.
Okay.
Well, Africans are going in long distance races.
I mean, 800 ain't really a distance race no more. But,
no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. You're right. You're right. It's definitely a smart.
Is she African or is she Chinese?
No, I'm just saying. He said he's going to be Olympic. She's going to be Olympic champion. I'm just saying, what's the competition like? Because, you know what I mean? Coming out, I know those Africans, they be specialized in those kind of races too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to discuss with Blur with her pronunciation of the name. What nationality is she? I'm just wondering if she's running 800. Is she African or is she Chinese? Because if you tell me that a Chinese person is out here killing in the 800, I got to stop. I got to stop to see that. I ain't never seen that day in my life.
Nah, she's – I mean, I don't know where her dad – I don't know where her family is from. I mean, she's New Jersey born, but – the last name is MU, and she's not Chinese or Asian, so it's she's from some – her family is probably from some African country.
Hey,
or West Indian, I guess.
Hey, shout out to my man Swigga. Breaking news, he's saying that people report – oh, yeah, she's African. Twitter is reporting that Richardson is going to miss the Olympics because she failed a drug test.
I saw that. I don't know if I believe it or not. Like, when I first saw it a little while ago, it was from, like, one source that I don't really – I mean, I ain't never seen that source before. I ain't seen it on ESPN yet or Fox Sports. And I feel like that's something they would be on top of.
They were breaking. Yeah, that's something that you were breaking.
She's South Sudanese.
So African. Yes. You shooting at Sudan, well, my brother.
Africa is a –
why they disrespect Sudan?
Africa
and
is a country, a continent. Let's go to country.
It's a lot of countries in Africa. But why they disrespect Sudan like that and white man can't jump? Like, why they...
You
yeah, why they give Ghana all that love and disrespect the Sudan? They made the white dude shoot at Sudan like Sudan isn't in Africa. Oh, she... Shout out to my man Swigga. Richardson commented on her Twitter feed, quote, "I am human." She out there taking them steroids.
I just seen that too.
Damn.
I am human and I'm weak.
CBS Sports. Shout out to my man, Swiggy. Thanks for all the listeners and everybody. And Blur, my mom wants to know which one of your brothers is in jail. You can choose to answer her or not. But you can call it yourself.
I don't think y'all, you know, your mom might actually remember this brother, but I don't know if you know, like, was around when he stayed with us. Let's just say he got moved out of New Jersey. He got sent on the run.
You can talk to my mom about that when you see her. I know what you're talking about. So if Richardson is out of the Olympics, like, that's heartbreaking, isn't it? Like, all these kids are on steroids, right?
Well, we know
it's
steroids.
It's all speculation now, right? We got to figure out what it was, man. I mean, it's a lot of supplements that test the same. I wouldn't pass judgment until I figure out exactly what it was that she took or whatever.
Maybe she had taco from that taco truck.
From the food truck. Man, that's gonna be. I mean, I know people are scrambling and looking on the phone and all stuff. That would be heartbreaking for me.
It would be.
Even as
it would be, and I would blame her coach.
Why would you blame her coach if she's taking steroids?
Because she ain't doing because again the same way I blame the NBA player who getting a fight or the famous person who getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people that's supposed to be protecting you, and that's your meal ticket, and so you should basically be able to protect her from herself and know exactly You know what I mean? Like, at that age, you're listening to your coach. So you, I mean, you ain't doing nothing that your coach don't know. You know what I'm saying? And,
just to
and,
jump
and,
in.
And,
yeah,
and
I was.
Hey, just to jump in, they said it's weed.
Weed?
Yeah, weed. Not. Like, weed is the is what you guys.
So, Steph, so just so
you
can't
what?
Smoke weed, you get disqualified for smoking weed?
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, she got a 30-day suspension for testing positive for weed.
But did,
wow.
that, but did it disqualify her from the Olympics?
No.
No, it's just the meet. It's Stockholm, the race next month. Or we're in July now, so it's this month.
Okay.
No, nah, she's doing running
the
Olympics.
Olympics.
It's only suspended 30 days.
Gotcha. Okay.
When's the Olympics? It's in August, right? Well, it's in July. Is it in July? Is it in August? But, yeah, I didn't mean
I don't know when it officially starts because, you know, some events start earlier than others. So I don't know when track starts. So track may start in August, but the Olympics may officially start, or at least the opening ceremonies may start earlier than the track events start.
Can I pull a quick conspiracy theory? Can I put a quick conspiracy theory out there?
And you can tell she smokes weed. Go ahead, Blair.
Am I the only one who got, like, a Lance Armstrong vibe? Like, I don't know if y'all know, but, like, when Lance Armstrong was on top of his game and he was, like, really carrying the cycling and they knew he was dope and they kept covering it up for him, like, the cycling people was like, oh, yeah, he tested positive, but not for dope. Like, it was the cancer medication he tested positive for. Yeah, let's just say that. Like, if it is steroids, like, we can say, like, if it's the anabolic shit, the HGH or whatever else it is, y'all don't think the USA TF would, like, nah, we're gonna fudge this real quick and say it was something else?
Yeah, because it's a business.
Not for a black.
No,
oh,
this, for Shikari Richardson? Yeah, she's the face of the USA, of USA right now.
Yeah, that the face of not the face of USA, the face of the USA track team. Like,
well,
don't overstate what the face of it means.
Well, when I was saying the face of, because when I say USA, I'm thinking the USA Olympics. Because I know we got the NBA, but when you think of Olympics, most people think track and field, and she's the face of USA track and field, so thus the face of the USA for the Olympics.
I tell you what, Ho, when you ran track in higher learning, your form was awful.
You back to this show? Like, that's where we going?
Yeah, for the people who don't know, for the listeners out there, Ho looks like Omar Epps to the point that we called him Jay Reed. He used to call him Jake Reed. You don't think he was trying to make the TV look like Omar? He used to call Jake Reed.
Yeah.
Yo, he been coming for you
like,
all
every
day
time
long.
I think of chat, every time I think of track, I just think of Omar Epps and Higher Learning and Young Deja. And then I think of
all day long. All day long, you've been giving him work.
Whole form
oh,
was awful in love and basketball. Whole form was god awful. Like Hove looked like a terrible basketball player in love and basketball. Like there was no way she was falling in love with him. The way he shot the ball. Like Hove, you
he went to
you
USC.
Oh man, so yeah, that would definitely be crazy, man. Definitely crazy if she gets suspended. So it's breaking news. We'll keep an eye on it. Anybody got anything left on Shikari Richardson or anything that went on with the Olympic trials? Shout out to that Harvard girl. I'm sorry, DJ.
It's the last time I'll mention her.
No, I have no idea what her name is. That's how you know that. I just think she's good looking about her. Nothing else about her. I have no idea what her name is. She's like a nuclear chemist. Anybody who says they want to be like a nuclear chemist, I think wants to blow up the world. Hey, watch y'all background noise. I don't know what's going on back there. All right, so anybody excited to see Space Jam 2? Let's get that out of the way. DJ,
nah.
Are you excited to see Space Jam 2?
Not at all.
M Extra?
Nah.
New York, New York?
Not at all.
Blur?
Nah, I'm gonna see it, but I wouldn't say excited. Like, I'm not gonna like pre-order a ticket or see it first day out.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
Who?
Nah, I mean, it'll be fun to watch with the kids, but outside of that, like, I wouldn't say like excited. Like, I don't think it's gonna be this amazing movie. Like, hopefully it'll be solid. I mean, Brian does a great job acting on the court, so I would hope his acting in the movie is solid.
Yeah. First of all, stop beating me, y'all. It's not me.
It's definitely you, y'all. How'd you see that I muted you, yo?
Because it tells you, yo. It wasn't me, dog. It's a fan that's blowing in the background. That should be causing no background noise.
Hold on. So
you can hear the fan?
I just said it was you. I just said it was you, and you said it's not me. It's the fan blowing
in
the background.
Because you said your background noise, that fan been going the whole time.
Yeah, and I've been hearing it the whole time. That's why I was practicing muting people, because I was trying to figure out who it was. It was you. Just watch the fan.
I didn't know a fan would cause that much. I cut the fan.
I didn't know it told you.
I didn't.
Muted, y'all. But yeah. Yeah, so. All right, so y'all not excited about Space Jam 2? I guess, Hove said it best. It's going to be good to see it with the kids. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I think my son.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this before we stop. So I don't remember how the last one ended. Like, I remember the game, but I don't remember necessarily the story for it to be a sequel. So, like, what's the premise behind the sequel? Maybe that's the reason why I'm really not excited, because I just didn't – I don't remember enough of the first one to be like, oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be a sequel. You know how some movies you're like – they laugh a little bit to be like for a sequel to – you know, you can just kind of tell that a sequel is coming. Like, I didn't get that vibe from the first Space Jam. So, like
– No, because the way the first one ended, the monsters got mad at the guy who was basically enslaving them, and they took them back to the alien world to enslave the masters. So, yeah, there wasn't supposed to be a sequel. This one is about LeBron's relationship with his son. Like, his son wants to play on a different team, and he's trying to get his son a lesson. So his son is playing with the monster. So now he's playing against his son. You can't really get a good plot unless you, like, go on YouTube and find the long extended version of the trailer. It doesn't look great. It looks like Anthony Davis could be a star out of this.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's really about a father-son relationship. It's not about aliens trying to come over and take over the world like the first one was.
Gotcha.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for my son. I think my son would like it. He's starting to understand movies and different things. Like, we watched a bunch of movies the last couple of weeks. We usually try to do like a family movie night and watch a new cartoon. So it'd be good that there's another cartoon that he would enjoy. That's one reason why I'm excited for him to see it, because this will be the first cartoon he's really ever seen that's sports-based. Because if you think about it, this might be a market that we can exploit. There's really not a lot of cartoon sport movies. Like, we just watched Mitchell versus Machines. That was about a gay girl. We just watched the movie Luca on Disney Plus. That was about a gay fish. Like, Space Jam is going to be the only straight sports movie we see probably all year. So I'm excited about it. But, all right, nobody else is excited about it. That's cool. And I got nothing against the gay cartoons. I thought they were in the same. Have y'all watched Luca
Nah.
Mitchell versus the Machines. See, y'all got older kids. Only Hove might have watched them. Because I'm pretty sure Blur, I know New York, you ain't watched. Mitchell versus the Machines and Luca. The Mitchells versus the Machines and Luca.
I know they watched Luca. I don't know about the other one.
Did your wife watch Luca with them?
Hold on.
And you know I watched both of them.
Hey, did you know? So I'm going to ask you, did you know that those two boys were gay? Or the one boy was gay?
I don't think they're actually gay, but I think that's the closest that Disney Pixar is going to come to being like a gay character. So
homie got mad that he was kicking at that girl. Like his feelings got hurt. Like he risked it all. Like he showed everybody he was a fish show. That was jealousy. Yeah, that gay shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you ain't got to be gay to be jealous. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you say you.
It's definitely a story about accepting who you are and not necessarily coming out, but you know, yeah, coming out in a way.
And that other fish didn't know if he was gay or not. That's why he was hanging around both.
No.
Lucas was like, it's definitely like a coming out movie. I was thinking at first it's like Little Mermaid for the Paw Patrol viewership. So you got Little Mermaid, but for a younger viewership, so they're not going to make it too, I mean, in modern times, so you got to have representation. So, yeah, there's definitely some LGBTQ+, I mean, they could see themselves in that.
Well, the Mitchell versus the Machine, if you watch that one, you know the girl is gay. Like,
you reaching.
I didn't know.
You reaching.
Huh? Who?
You reaching.
Ask DJ T-Sign, was the girl of Mitchell versus the Machine gay?
Yeah.
Tell Blur how. Because Blur and think I've been making shit up.
I already did. Well, number one, it was the friend from when she started the new art school, the girl Jade. She was really, really pressed to meet her, but at the end, they say that.
Well, there's two things. She had the pen. She had
the rainbow pen.
Rainbow
pen. There was a couple other.
Sign for gay people. A bag of Skittles and a pen. A rainbow pen.
And then. But did you not? We'll talk about this still. But yeah, but at the end, they really do say that's her.
Yeah, you bringing her home.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. So.
She's like gay guy.
But the pack of Skittles that was for Pride Month.
The Fruities.
They were gray.
Oh, why didn't they make the gay people with colors?
Because it was.
So they made them black and white.
They're all
equal.
We're not different. And,
so why can't we make fun of gay people, but they can make fun of religion? We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
I'm all about this. They had gray Skittles for gay people?
I didn't know they're probably still in the market. I want to try them. I want to see if they taste different.
You want to see if the gay Skittles taste different? You ready to go down that road? Once you go gay, you never go gray.
No.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Blur. The girl was gay, and so was the fish. But I mean, it's cool. It wasn't overt. It wasn't like the little Nas X kissing the dude on BET Awards or nothing. But if you were an adult and you watched, you're like, oh, that's a gay dude.
Now, I saw the rainbow thing, but I was like, oh, I mean, she's artsy. You know what I mean, she was happy to finally meet somebody. Who she found her people. I mean, it could have been a dude. There was a dude there too, but I mean, I know like her friend was the girl, but I don't know. I didn't see it. I thought she was just happy to meet people who were finally found somebody who's actually into the same thing she was into.
Why they call girls?
I mean, that could have been art. It could have been a vagina. I don't know.
Yeah, she's definitely good. I never understood that slur, carpet muncher. I don't get it.
Are you really not
getting
it, or are you being funny?
No, I really don't get it. Come on, yo. What do you What do you mean? What do you mean you don't get it? What don't you get it? I thought all girls shave. Men have pubic hair. We have more.
Yeah, but what don't you get? But why don't you get the carpet reference though?
But would you call a girl who sucks dick a carpet muncher?
No.
But we have pubic hair. I mean, I do. I don't know.
But we don't.
I don't want to.
But if you look down there, we got something hanging though. It's not just a flat surface with hair. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
I mean, if she's good at what she do, she's good to the people care too, though.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not the same, bro.
No.
Not the same.
No? Well, then you have it. You have an experienced life, my brother. I'm going to have to introduce you to some people from college.
Nah, yo. Not the same, yeah. Still not the same. The reference not the same.
But we all have pubic hair. That's why I never understood it.
Well, I'm
I get it. I get what y'all are saying because I thought about that too. Because I was like, oh, because of pubic hair? But I was like, we all have pubic hair.
But it doesn't make sense. Like, just visually, it just doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah, visually it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's a visual reference.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to picture visually. I don't want to be gay.
How would that make you gay, though?
Because I'm trying to
visualize both
scenarios.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I would never munch my own. I know I don't vacuum.
And actually, and you know, I mean, when you talk about oral sex with a man, you don't say you're munching anything. You know, if there's a girl come to you and talk about she ready to munch you, like, does that appeal to you? Like, nah, I don't want no teeth near that. Yo, you're not. Yeah, that's okay. Well, but you said munch. So that I don't want you eat nothing that I got going on down there.
It's a different
teeth
action.
Allowed.
It's a different action.
I mean, I don't know how many of y'all eaten pussy before, but you don't munch there either.
Yeah, but you still say eat pussy, though. You don't say eat dick.
You can argue.
Right,
point.
But we don't say eat dick, though.
Dinner.
Right, you don't say,
but
you don't say
I'm
ready to eat your dick. I'm ready to get my dick ate. Right? You don't say that, right? So there's no reference on that. You say that? Who says that?
She about to come through and eat this meat. You ain't never said that?
Man. Hell nah, because I don't want no teeth allowed, like I just said, bro. Don't bring your teeth here.
But when you eat the pussy, do you use your teeth?
No, but that's just a reference that was just standard. I don't know who made that shit up, but whoever did, I just went with it.
Well, that's why I was confused, because I don't understand the standard.
You're not confused. Next topic.
All right.
Blur,
yeah.
Were you confused
thank
about
you, thank, you, thank you.
Absolutely not. And I don't understand what you don't understand.
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was absolutely not confused. And frankly, I don't understand what you don't understand about the whole reference. But if you don't get it, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, I guess. Ho, did you get it, Carpet Muncher? You knew from right away? It never confused you?
Nah, it never confused me, B. I don't even understand how you're confused. I feel like you're just playing with us right now, you know. Like we all fall into your trap, you know. There's no way you were actually confused when you heard that. And visualize carpet munching as a girl sucking dick. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No,
you're
I just
smart
didn't
understand.
Yo, see, I can't be vulnerable with you people. You're all supposed to be close to me. I can't be vulnerable.
Now you said vulnerable
now?
Come on.
This is why the game is
vulnerable.
New York, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Everybody, it doesn't look like
this man said vulnerable.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, I lose. It's okay, I lose. I lose this one.
You lost
I'm okay
when you said vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I can't, look, I'm just trying to understand that I never understood the reference. I didn't understand what, I don't know, it just doesn't look like you're munching carpet. I don't know. I guess I take things too literally. All right, whatever. So what's next on the list that we're going to talk about? I get carpet muncher out of here. Father's Day was a couple weeks ago. We didn't get a chance to talk. Everyone have a good Father's Day.
Let me ask you this question about Father's Day, right? And I feel the same way about Mother's Day, too, right? But I get it that there's a lot of single dads that's doing both, and there's a lot of single moms that are doing both. But I don't feel it's appropriate to tell a single mom Happy Father's Day just as well as a single dad Happy Mother's Day. You both are a mom and a dad, and you both have your individual days to celebrate
the fact that you're taking care of your children and handling your business despite what that other person is doing. Like, am I in the minority of this position? Because I kind of got in a little argument because the person, female, was like, oh, well, I'm doing both, so I can say both. I'm like, no, you have Mother's Day for that. So leave fathers for the fathers, because you're not a father, you're a female. So I don't understand why you need both days. Like, you don't need both days. So there's a Mother's Day. Like, who cares that you got a baby dad as a baby dad? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we understand you're doing your thing, but you don't need to celebrate both days.
I mean, yeah, there's not even boys and girls bathrooms anymore. So that, you got me. I didn't even know. If a dude wants me to wish him a happy Mother's Day, I just assume it's because he's transgender. I didn't know there was actual dudes out here who want to be wished happy Mother's Day. I didn't know there was actually women out here who wasn't.
Well, it'll be single dads. Single dads with the mom is whatever, not in the picture, not doing it. And it'll be single moms who the dad's not in the picture.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I didn't know that there was any, like, actual humans that wanted, like, I didn't know there was any women out here who wanted to be wished a happy Father's Day, unless they were transitioning to a dude.
Yeah.
No, DJC, sorry, go ahead.
Your mother, I mean, whether you have to, you know, put in extra work because you're a single parent, I mean, you're still a mother, and, I mean, yeah, no. I mean, that's too much. That's just too much. Like, just say you're doing a lot on Mother's Day. Like, you're doing a great job as of doing double duty on Mother's Day. Like,
what is she
about?
What is she about?
Like,
what if her kid is a dickhead?
Well, she was by herself. She didn't have anyone else to help her. I don't know. But no, I wouldn't. I don't think. Yeah, I don't. I think that's kind of ridiculous, and I wouldn't. Wish any single mother a happy Father's Day. It's just dumb. To me. I mean, it's just dumb. Why? Number one, let's
Did you just ask yourself a question and answer? Did you say why is it number one?
No, and then I'm like, why are you putting so much into something that is not really, I mean, it's Mother's Day. I mean,
it doesn't mean shit. You can say it.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate these roles that you take on, but dad got it, like, really.
Mother's Day don't mean shit. Father's Day don't mean shit.
Not much.
Blur, what you got? Now, I'm a little surprised that that's still, like, a thing. Like, I see more, and obviously, I don't know, maybe men just don't bother dealing with it. I see more women saying, hey, don't bring that shit around here on Father's Day. You're a mother, you're not a father, so don't, yeah. So I'm surprised that that might still be a thing. Yeah, I think if it is, it's on its way out. I'm glad it is, but yeah, I don't think there's too many more women or mothers who are of that mindset who feel like they need to be acknowledged on Father's Day, even if they are doing everything themselves.
Hove? Yeah, I mean, pretty much what C. Siren said. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but people just want to be acknowledged, and I guess if you want credit, and, you know, some of them want to get credit for doing a shitty job, like, you know what I mean? Like, just because you're claiming to do both roles, if you ain't doing them well, like, I don't get it, like, I don't know what the point of wanting someone else to tell you Happy Father's Day or Happy Mother's Day if you're not, you know, the man or the female. And even, like, why do you, like, outside of your kids, like, all the only people you should want you to say anything are the kids. Like, nobody else, it doesn't really matter, anybody else. Like, you just want your kid to say Happy Mother's Day if you're a mother or Happy Father's Day when you're a father. And some people don't care either way. But I don't know why you'd want someone else to tell you Happy Father's Day if you're a mother. Like, you're not a father. Why am I telling you Happy Father's Day? Like, doesn't make any sense to me.
New York, New York.
And I'll say this, like, I to piggyback off of that, I just don't understand why we took, like, I don't understand, like, just the bad, well, not even a bashing, you know what I mean, deadbeat fathers is deadbeat fathers, but I don't understand why that it has to wait until Father's Day for that to be known. And then even at that, like, what do you get from putting that out to the world on Father's Day? The father of your child is a deadbeat, but what do you want the world to do about it? In a sense, but I'm speaking from a place of I don't know how these single mothers feel. Yeah, you know I mean, and I feel like it comes from a lot of the single mothers that are young in age that really, yeah, you know I mean, just play into this role of the social media and stuff like that. But again, I'm coming from a place that I don't understand none of that. So,
I don't know what happened to Blur. What do y'all think about the people who want to get...
Oh, so I ain't even heard you call me.
Oh, yeah. You up next.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I already came to you. All right. Yeah. Shut up. There you go. I mean, I don't mean shut up in a disrespectful way. My bad. I for some reason, I thought I didn't call you. All right. So to move the conversation forward, what do y'all think about parents who want to be wish happy Mother and Father's Day because they got pets? Blur.
Oh, man, so now I ain't supposed to shut up. See how this? You know what? One of my friends, I did not know this was a thing until this recently. I had a friend on Instagram, and shout out to all the dads out there. There's, like, even the dads, the pet dads. I'm like, pet dads? And she was like, yeah, it's a pet dad. I'm like, all right. And I thought I was coming off as bitter, but I was really confused. Like, that's a thing. But, yeah, I don't get it, but I mean, yeah. If you feel like you're an adult, or I mean, not an adult, a parent, then yeah. Go, I mean, get your car, man. Buy yourself a car. I mean, go to IHOP, get you the extra the flapjack. I'm winning more than enough love to go around.
Yeah, that's just dumb, yo. I got nothing else to say, but that's dumb. You're a damn owner. You're a father or a mother.
You're a slave owner.
I mean, pretty much.
Oh, man. Emma, actually, what do you think about the pet Happy Father's Day? You get a Happy Father's Day card from your dog?
Nah, man, I think that's even worse than what the one I brought up, man. I don't understand that either. I mean, I just like... It's like people just want attention or just want to be acknowledged for no reason. Like I just don't get it. So that's stupid.
Okay. New York.
You didn't even birth that. You didn't even have nothing to do with the birth of that, though. Like, what? Come on, bro. What's going on?
That was perfect timing. New York. What you got?
Look, all I'm going to say is this, y'all mean, I probably ain't birthed my dog, but I got a little Yorkie pit bull, y'all mean. I don't expect no Father's Day from him, you heard? But y'all mean, we take care of him. Whatever I eat off the table, I give him a little fry, french fry too, y'all mean. A little pizza, y'all mean. Some little chicken, some grilled rotisserie chicken from Safeway, y'all mean. Just to make sure he eat good. In addition to his dog food and his water and taking him out every day, y'all mean. You ain't got to acknowledge me as a father on that day, but y'all mean, at least give me some recognition, y'all mean. I'm putting hard work with this Yorkie pit bull because that nigga bark at, I'm sorry, that guy bark at everything moving outside, y'all mean. Especially on these Zoom meetings. Okay.
Yo, can you post a picture of this dog that says a Yorkie and a pit bull, yo?
Oh yeah, he a Yorkie, but I trained him to be like a pit bull. So he don't take no shit. I mean, he look like a standard Yorkie, y'all you know I mean, but he don't take no shit from nobody, you heard?
So you added the pit bull part just because he's not
he be going toe to toe with the poodle about like three times his height, y'all you know I mean? He got squabbles in him.
See, you one of them dads who won't let him be just who he is. You got to force what you think he needs to be on him, huh? He just want to be a Yorkie, but you want to make him a pit bull, huh?
And it worked out perfectly.
Oh, my gosh. Got Brother Bentley on the mind. Brother Bentley, how you doing today, my brother? Welcome to the offering. What you got?
Yeah, chilling. I heard this thing about the dog giving a Father of the Day card. It's kind of silly, although I did see a thing on Facebook where the dog could talk because the owner taught him how to push certain buttons when he wants to say certain things, and that was pretty interesting. So these animals are getting smarter and smarter. Soon they will be talking to us.
Look, I just say you can't wish nobody – I propose you can't wish nobody a happy Father's Day or a happy Mother's Day until their kids hit 30. Because that's when you know if you did a good job or not. I can think I'm doing a good job with my son, and he can turn out to be fucked up. Where you like, yeah, he was a good kid. Because we all know him. We all know good kids who ain't good kids no more.
Are they decent adults is a good question.
Right. You know you did a good job as a mother or a father when your kid is 30 and they ain't asking for no money. That's when you should say to somebody, you know what? Happy Father's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Your kid turned out not to be a loser. Because I shouldn't be wishing you a happy Mother's Day or a happy Father's Day for 30 years of your life and your kid turns out to be a loser. Then you shouldn't be a happy mother or father. You should be a sad mother or father because you did a terrible job raising a loser of a kid. I'm just joking. I know.
I mean, maybe you did your job and then the kid decided to go a different direction. You know? That can't always be your fault.
You feel like you didn't do your job.
Nah, yo. If I throw a great assist and my man missed the shot, yo, that ain't my fault.
I feel like
I still threw a good pass, yo.
I feel like that you telling yourself that you were a good father, but the results speak for themselves. But, hey, we can agree to disagree. DJ C-Sire, what you got?
I have given you birthday cards from the pet.
Yeah, from the dog, absolutely.
But not Father's Day. Two, I do tell one particular person Happy Mother's Day that has tips. We're not going to say who it is.
Yeah. Okay. But see, I don't mind if you do it. I just want to know what y'all thought about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, some people can't. I mean, if we want to get serious, I mean, we're just joking around having fun. But, like, I mean, some people can't have kids, and they substitute it with the fact of having pets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't understand why people need to. See, and that's my thing. Like, right. But, like, I don't understand. And, again, it's probably because I don't need that attention. I don't seek that attention.
But here's the
because
thing.
Like, why do you...
There's natural... There's, and I'm going to cut you off. But there's National Pet Day. So there's a day for you. Like, there's a day for all that. Like, I put these videos. I don't know if you're ever watching. But there's a pet day. Like, so that those people can get acknowledged on their day. Like, there's a day for every damn thing. If you freaking want to wear weeds, I'm pretty sure there's still. I mean, but you're a pet owner. There's a National Pet Owner Day, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a pet owner day. Like, there's a day for that. Like, there's a day for every damn thing. So, like, you can get acknowledged on your day. Like, just wait for your day. You don't have to take away from the real people who actually gave birth, who actually created a child because you got a dog. Like, wait for your day and get acknowledged. Like, shit, like, it's too easy. Like, I don't understand why people got to try to take away somebody else's shine just for the sake of taking away from somebody else's shine. Just hold on for your day. Like, it's okay.
But it goes to the central knowledge of people want attention. Because I always argue this with my wife. I tell my wife, she's sitting right here. She'll tell you. You don't have to give me nothing for Father's Day. You don't have to acknowledge Father's Day. I chose to be a father. I wanted to be a father. Like, you gave me that opportunity. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't care about the day. But there are people out there who just want some type of acknowledgement because I guess they feel like they don't get it any other time. I don't understand that because I don't feel like I need anyone to acknowledge me. But that is just a personality trait, right? So if you do have people who feel down, who get jealous or who just feel down when, like, if you can't have a kid but you have a dog and you see all these people get wish happy Mother's Day and Father's Day, I'm with you, MX. Let's start a happy parent pet day. Fuck it. Get off Mother's Day. Get off Father's Day. MX, let's pick a day and we wish a happy parent pet day. HPP. HPV. HPP, not
should
the
be
HPV.
Celebrated if you just leave your dog. Should you be celebrated if you just leave your dog on a chain outside all day?
You say bad.
Shout out to my man G. That's how our puppy got lost. He let his parents have our puppy, and he left him outside. Now he's lost to the streets in the Eastern Shore, man. He's a good dog, man. Bad parents. All right, we got to get out of here, man.
Belong to the streets now, B. Him and Thurman.
To the streets. Him and Thurman. No, Thurman's dead. Thurman got hit by a car in New Jersey. I still don't know.
Just to close out before you go, the last Sunday in April is National Pet Owners Day. So, therefore, there's already a day. So, celebrate it then.
All right. So, you know what? We're going to get a schedule together. So, when Father's Day and Mother's Day come out, and these women or these dudes ask for the opposite day or these pet parents, we're going to say, no, your fucking day is this day. That's what's going to be our response. So, I'm going to get together a coalition for that. All right, we got to get out of here, man. It's been a good conversation. We had some fun tonight. A little serious in the beginning, but glad we got to have some laughs and some jokes in. Shout out to all the parents out there, whether you own a kid or a pet. I guess you don't own a kid, but I don't know. So we're going to get out of here, man. It's been a good conversation. DJ C-Sire. I know you're working. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Have a good week. Happy Fake Freedom Day. And
Fake Freedom Day?
4th of July.
Oh, that is this weekend. Shout out to America. Another day off. Juneteenth. So we got the Black Freedom Day and got the White Freedom Day. It's like the black and white cookie. They only separated by 2 weeks apart. This is great. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got excited. I got a day off.
We were supposed to talk about how it's too hot.
But we still got to get the hove and how his state is running out of water.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. All right. Good job, DJ C-Sign. Brother Bentley dropped off. Shout out to everybody calling in. Shout out to Swigger. Shout out to Mama. Couldn't get to all y'all. M-Extra, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, man. I'm good.
All right, thanks for calling in. Always glad to hear from you. Hove, what you got, man?
Let's go, son. That's all I can give you.
Oh, yeah, who's winning the game tonight? Oh, Milwaukee's up by 10. No stars tonight. No one cares about the game. Yeah, let's go, son. My man CP3, close personal friend.
Stars on the court.
I told you we could have had that discussion last week, but you was out here bojangling. So real quick, we only got 5 minutes. I can't even do it. So I want to talk about the Pat Beverly shove to Chris Paul's back, and I want to talk about, like, why we perceive gang people as tough, and if Pat Beverly's pushing people in the back, like, that's got to be bad on your gang. Like, why couldn't you push him when he was looking at you? Now, you can't be throwing up gang signs during a game, and then when someone's walking away from you, push them in the back. Like, at least bop them upside the back of the head. Like, these kids, if you're going to be in a gang, you got to be tougher if you're going to publicly put the gang out there. Like, you got to represent well. I'm tired of bad gang representation because I have a strong representation from Boys in the Hood. I need the gangs to be a lot tougher. But we'll get into that next week. I know. Blur, you're up. Anything?
Shout out to Gabby Thomas, man. That's the 200-meter champion from Harvard. So shout out to her. I don't see what you see, but, I mean, she's a champion, so definitely shout out to her. Shout out to Cindy McLaughlin, again, from Jersey, holding it down in the 400-meter hurdles. And shout out to Ting Mu, man, from Trenton, New Jersey, holding it down in the 800 and the 400, man. Jersey taking over the track world. I'm for it. I'm here for it.
You don't think Gabby is good looking? What's her name?
Gabby Thomas.
You don't think she's good looking?
I mean, she all right, but nothing special. She got kind of a fat face, but that's cool. I mean, nah, she don't.
I don't see it, but she ain't ugly. Oh, and I found a TikTok challenge that I might actually be down for doing, man. I don't have TikTok, but I seen the challenges all over the place. It's the
challenge. Hurry up. We gotta get out of here.
It's the instrumental for A Woman's Worth or something like that, when a woman set up, when it says, let me suck your titties, baby. Let me suck those titties, babe. Yeah, that might be one I might actually be down for doing.
And on that note, New York, New York. That single was top five worst of all time. New York, New York, what you got?
Look, all I got to say is, words to live by today, y'all mean, words are like spells, y'all mean, don't put no shit in the atmosphere that you don't want coming back to, y'all mean, regardless of anything, disposition or anything, whatever, don't admit nothing, don't say nothing, y'all mean, that you didn't do if you did it, y'all mean, all I would say, so don't say nothing that, y'all mean, if you did do it, y'all mean, that's another story, but y'all you know I mean, watch your mouth, watch your language and everything, because whatever you put in the universe is going to come back to you. Other than that, shout out to the queen at Walmart for tackling Bambi, y'all. That was a wild deer in Walmart. I don't know how she got the grip on the deer to hold it down like that before you get out the back door releasing the safety, y'all you know I mean, but she did a thing, y'all you know I mean. I don't know how much she's getting paid at Walmart, but they need to give her a raise. Other than that, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Stay safe. You know what I mean? Shout out to my little Yorkie pit bull. Other than that, we close out. You know what I mean? Have a good evening.
Who's on top, the Yorkie or the pit bull? All right.
Definitely the Yorkie.
Good conversation tonight. We'll get back together next week, man. Thanks for everybody that came in. Shout out to 8 Point. Shout out to my man Hole. Shout out to my man Bentley, my man Blur, New York, New York. I'm extra, man. We'll get together next week. Oh, man. I can see what Blur says. He's pretty much on the ladder.
She said, yeah, you better come out, baby. Go hands up, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, chasing in the house.
We were
sitting in the house. I said, wait, here I come. Here I come. Here I come. You boys get ready, because here I come. Here I come. Here I come.
No,
she said, yeah.
But
we were in the house. I said, wait, here I come, here I come, here I come. You boys get ready, 'cause here I come, here I come, here I come. Yeah. I'm so rubber 100.